Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you hang out with friends who are conservatives or Republicans, you've probably heard this before, so this is probably nothing new. If you are somebody who is not a Republican or a conservative, maybe you haven't heard this, and that is the talk that's going around about impeaching Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. But I heard it for the first time on cable news last night. And in fact, this is Andy Biggs. This is cut one, a congressman from Arizona. He was on with Tucker Carlson. And it's the first time I've heard publicly somebody say, we need to impeach Joe Biden. This is Andy Biggs from last night.
Congressman Andy Biggs, who represents the state of Arizona, was at the border in Yuma a few days ago. Here's some of what he saw.
After they've crossed the reservation, they walk on up this dirt road and they come up here. CBP tells them all to sit down. They're going to wait now hours for buses to come and process these individuals and take them to the Yuma Processing Center. Kind of what we would say military age young men, single men, over there in that area. So there's lots going on here in the Yuma border.
So why is this happening? Super simple. Joe Biden opened the border and hasn't closed it. Why is he doing that? Probably a lot of reasons, all of them sinister, anti-democratic, and in fact evil. This is a crime. The United Nations just declared that the U.S.-Mexico border is the deadliest in the world. In the world, in the United States. Welcome to third world America. Multiple Texas counties declared today that what's happening at the border constitutes an invasion, because it does. Andy Biggs, as we told you, represents Arizona in the United States Congress. He joins us tonight. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on. So, members of Congress from Texas call this an invasion. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, it's fair. It's accurate. Arizona's attorney general has said the same. And what you're seeing from the videos when I was down there, Tucker, that is a regular routine. And we met people from Georgia, all kinds of Latin American countries, African nations, China, India. That happens every morning. I mean, that was about four to 4:30 in the morning that day. And it's non-stoppable, because we've basically said, come in. And you ask them, why are you here? And they'll say, Biden told us to come in. That is an invasion. That is an invasion.
So this will completely change America. In a democracy, the citizens get to decide what kind of country they want to live in. Now, the Biden administration is, it'll never be the same country, ever. Millions of new people, all illegal. So, like, why is this not a crime that's being prosecuted? Why isn't the president being impeached, the president being impeached for this?
Well, I think he should be. I think because they've deliberately, when I say they, I mean President Biden, Kamala Harris, Secretary Mayorkas, they have deliberately stopped enforcement under Title 8, which is the Immigration and Nationalization Act. And then you also have Title 42 that they're hedging on. They're not enforcing the law. They're not allowing ICE to actually remove people. And they're actually surreptitiously providing a de facto amnesty program to a lot of people that they're catching and releasing. To me, that's a violation of the law. And it's dangerous to this country, because, I mean, we could talk about terrorists, crime. We could talk about the drugs that are coming in. We could talk about the danger to the people that are coming in illegally.
Well, That is Andy Biggs. He's a congressman from Arizona. When we come back, we'll talk about a governor who is trying to do something about it in Arizona and taking a major, major step to keep illegals out of the state of Arizona. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, get a bird's-eye view here of what's happening on area freeways. Here with our traffic cams, looks like you're averaging about 60 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. There is a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder, 15 southbound, once you get past Flamingo. It's partially blocking that right lane there as people are merging to get off the freeway, so watch for that. Those bumper-to-bumper flows continue through the construction on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. There's only two lanes available through there. And do remember the exit ramp there at Las Vegas Boulevard is closed for repairs until about 3 p.m. today.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The A's beat the Blue Jays 5-3 on Tuesday. Stephen Piscotty homered. Adrian Martinez struck out five over five innings. Four relievers followed Martinez with Lou Trevino closing it out for save number six in seven opportunities. The Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-2 in Phoenix. San Francisco reeling. They've lost six in a row and eight of ten. The Diamondbacks with wins in two straight. The Mariners beat the Padres 6-2. San Diego's dropped two straight in eight of ten. The Marlins 2-1 winners over the Angels. The losing skid at 4 for the Halos. Sandy Alcantara with 10 strikeouts over 8 innings. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 5-2. Max Muncy and Mookie Betts with homers. The Dodgers lead the NL West by 5.5 games over the Padres. NBA Summer League Tuesday, Miami beat Golden State 94-70. Sacramento with an 87-75 win over the Lakers. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, sausage patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New Monmouth poll, 88% say we are on the wrong track. Is that the way you feel? Call me, let me know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We were talking about what's going on in Arizona and how Andy Biggs, the congressman from Arizona, was on with Tucker last night. The governor of Arizona has been busy, and states are starting to be proactive. States are starting to say, you know, we can leave this to the federal government, but under this administration, the federal government's not doing anything to stop it. In fact, they are encouraging bad behavior. They are encouraging illegals. But one governor is on the verge of doing his own thing. And you know what? It's not a bad idea. Gentleman Jim Dowd has been following the story. Tell us what's going on in Arizona.
Yeah, following the deaths of those 53 migrants in that tractor trailer a week or so ago, this is getting a little more attention, I think, than it was maybe a month or so ago. But Governor Ducey is citing Joe Biden's inaction on immigration and just literally not supporting the rule of law. So what they have appropriated is $564 million. The state of Arizona is going to be installing motion sensors, infrared cameras, aerial drones, and they're basically going to be creating a virtual fence. Now, it's maybe not as good as an actual fence, a barrier between one side or the other, but still, it's a start in the right direction, and that's what Governor Ducey is going to do. So of that $564 million, $335 of that will go for fence construction and technology improvement. So
wow,
they are doing so. And he said, and of course, this is from an Arizonan who, of course, is a border state. He says this is the worst he's seen it in 20 years. So this is from the horse's mouth, and certainly I think Texas is doing something as well. I'm not so sure about New Mexico, but and California. But at least we do know that the red states are committed to stopping the influx of illegals coming into the country.
Well, and what is interesting is that in the state of Texas, they've got the DPS, the Department of Public Safety, that is deploying like live bodies, you know, the equivalent of the National Guard troops to their border. And they are interdicting. They're doing their thing. Now, you know, drones, technology, I get that, but I think ultimately we're gonna have to put the boots on the ground, and maybe it's right. We'll find out.
But on Sunday, I just wanted to say this, Kevin. On Sunday's Face the Nation, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas said that they're doing a great job.
Great.
Just days.
That makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better.
Days after 53 people die in a tractor trailer where it's 170 degrees inside. Can you imagine 170 degrees? I mean, their blood was nearly boiling.
Oh my God!
It's just it's ridiculous. You know, who are you going to believe? The people who are telling the lies, as they say. Or what? Your lying eyes. What's that saying, Kevin?
I don't know.
What do you believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. More with gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a couple minutes. I want to get some phone calls. I promised I would. You want to join us? And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, the simple solution is to just call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. You're leading off. What's up, Mike? Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Sorry, Frank. We'll get to you next time. I need to take a quick break, though. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by popular demand. The Showroom at South Point presents a multimedia concert event. Ricky Nelson Remembered, featuring Ricky's multi-platinum star sons, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, selling well over 240 million records.
I used to play around with hearts.
July 8th to the 10th. Tickets at southpointcasino.com. At the box office or charged by phone, 702-797-8055. Ricky Nelson Remembered. At the South Point.
Went to a garden party.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The power of electrical devices is measured in the wattage that they use. A 1,500-watt hairdryer will dry hair faster than a 1,000-watt one. Hearing loss might be measured in wattage, as in, what did you say, or just what? Studies have shown that people with untreated hearing loss often become frustrated, leading to irritation, withdrawal, isolation, and loneliness, and are sometimes viewed by others as being disinterested, aloof, or crotchety. Not good. So if you or someone you love is suffering from too much wattage, call Shelley. Come in and find out what we can do about it. No charge. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the great things about being on noon to 3 is there are a lot of live events going on, and we dip into them from time to time. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to Cleveland, Ohio. The president speaking about jobs, pensions, and unions. And it's a very anti-Republican speech. Let's take you there live now.
So important. Let me close with this. We made incredible progress on the economy from where we were a year and a half ago. We got a long way to go because of inflation, because of I call it the Putin tax increase. Putin, because of gasoline and all that grain he's keeping from being able to get to the market. Now I'm fighting like hell to lower costs on things that you talk about around your kitchen table. My dad used to say, at the end of the day, it's just when you sit at that table, do you have enough money to pay for everything you need? Not a lot over, do you have enough money to pay for everything you need? Well, Republicans do nothing to obstruct our efforts to lower your gas taxes. I propose that. I've asked the Congress to eliminate the federal gas tax for the next, as long as this crisis goes on. Lower food prices, lower health care costs. Hopefully soon, lower your prescription drug costs. By the way, you got a Republican leader in the United States Senate. I was able to work out something with Intel. They're going to provide for over 7,000 jobs in this state out of Columbus. Making computer chips. Well, there's another bill that if we get it passed, and my guys are working like hell to pass it, it'll create another $100 million in investments in Ohio, creating more jobs. But you know what? You know what the Republican leader is saying? If in fact we pass a law that says Medicare can negotiate drug prices like they can for the military, if in fact we pass the plan that says we're going to raise taxes on multimillionaires so they start paying their fair share, he's going to block the passage of the legislation that will provide for another $100 billion invested in this state. Folks, this is not right. This is not right. And that's why this election is going to be so darn important. The key is that we just have to remember who built this country. I know I remember. Tomorrow, I'll be awarding the highest honor that can be given to a civilian, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to our dear friend, the late Rich Trumka, who fought so damn hard to protect, for the protection of these pensions. He once said, unions, quote, we do America's work. Unions do America's work.
I won't bore you with the rest of the Biden speech. It was obvious where he was headed. And you know, a great example, you know, of what we're talking about here is that this president has brought on all of these things. The Bidenflation, the high gas prices, the shortages, the supply chain shortages, they have all begun on the watch of President Joe Biden. It's just that simple. This is not complex. This is connect the dots. Even I can do it. And if I can do it, you can do it. And then what we end up having, and it's absolutely crazy. We've got the president who just looks like a fish out of water. Holding a handheld microphone and talking to a bunch of these union people in Cleveland, Ohio. Then you've got Kamala Harris. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze in Kamala Harris real quick. She brought a gun control message to the NEA convention in Chicago. This was from, where was it? This was from yesterday. This was from yesterday in Chicago at the convention, talking with union members again. This is Kamala Harris's Cut 2 Go.
As we all know, yesterday should have been a day to come together with family and friends to celebrate our nation's independence. And instead, that community suffered a violent tragedy. Children, parents, grandparents, victims to a senseless act of gun violence. And Doug, who is here with me, he and I, of course, we mourn as you do for those who were killed, and we pray for those who were injured, and we all grieve, I know, for the lives that are forever changed in that community, including, of course, the students and the teachers of that community who have suffered great loss. And I don't need to tell NEA. We need to end this horror. We need to stop this violence. And we must protect our communities from the terror of gun violence. You know, I've said it before, enough is enough. I mean, here we are, and our nation is still mourning the loss of those 19 babies and their two teachers in Uvalde. This massacre was the most recent reminder in Uvalde of the risks that our children and our educators face every day. Teachers should not have to practice barricading a classroom. Teachers should not have to know how to treat a gunshot wound. And teachers should not be told that lives would have been saved if only you had a gun.
There you have it, Kamala Harris. By the way, the teachers union is the number one impediment to better schools. No, they are. We've seen it here. School choice will make our schools better. But it's the teachers' union that's standing in the way of that. Not necessarily teachers, but teachers' unions that are standing in the way of that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ. On second thought, I'm going to hold it right here for just a moment. Apparently somebody has commandeered our computer. It happens to me from time to time when stuff like this, and a lot of this is like maybe too technical for me, and somehow I screw something up, and that I think is what has just happened. It happens from time to time, trust me. Anyway, I do need to take a break, and I will do that momentarily. Can I run a clip here?
Yeah.
Okay. I can run a clip, or should I go to break?
We're trying to bring it up here. You can run a clip.
Okay. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly. He was on with Eric Bolling last night. Joe Biden will definitely not run in 24. Let's go to cut three. Bill O'Reilly, I love him. He was on the show here about a month ago. I just love the guy. Here he is.
Who's the Bill O'Reilly? I think it's going to be. And the Bill O'Reilly, boy, that would give Republicans a hard time if it were this person.
Well, Newsom is the guy who's now taking the most aggressive stance. The governor of California clearly wants to run for president in 24. He's attacking DeSantis in Florida, spending money to do so. Why would Newsom do that? He's trying to build a national profile among the progressive liberal crew, and that's why he's doing it. So Newsom, number one, Kamala has no chance. I don't know whether Kamala knows that or not, but she doesn't. She's too tied in with the Biden debacle. There are a number of other Democrats who might give it a look.
All right. What if I throw a name at you and tell me, well, I think the toughest one to beat as a Democrat for a Republican would be Michelle Obama. Your thoughts?
Of course. That's what I said months ago.
Yeah,
I have a column.
Bill O'Reilly. I love him. I love them to death. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more.